This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers as well as the Skype username. Of course, you're free to bring up anything that you want to discuss. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And coming up, is Bitcoin finally dead? One of the core developers of Bitcoin has announced that it is done for and that he is calling it quits. But, of course, Daryl, you say the Bitcoin has been pronounced dead by, what, something like 89 times officially in the media. So, whatever it means to be
official. That's what I'm saying. There's a website, I believe it's Bitcoin Obituaries, that keeps track of all of the various times that it's been reported that Bitcoin is dead, and this latest iteration is number 89.
All right, I want to hear more about that, but first, the Ross Ulbricht case. Ross is the guy who's sentenced to life in prison for running a website called the Silk Road. It was online between 2011 and late 2013 when the FBI raided the Silk Road server. They somehow found its location. And we still
magic.
And we still don't know how, because that was never addressed in the actual court hearings.
That there was an affidavit that was filed by the police officer or the federal agent involved.
Was this the one that was corrupt? Or is it a different one?
A different one. Okay. But what he claims happened, one is not at all how things work
on the internet.
The Tor portion of the internet. And two, even if he could do what he claims he did, he would have been violating federal rules on how they can obtain information. Basically, what he claims was, well, I tried putting in a username and password, and it ultimately revealed the IP address
of the server.
And, well, that doesn't work that way on Tor, but even if he did do that and get that information, he basically did a brute force of keep putting in false login credentials.
Right.
Which is a violation of federal rules on doing things on the internet.
And researching things on the internet.
Right. So, like, if you intentionally put in false login credentials on any website for the purpose of, you know, finding some kind of something about that site, that's hacking. And that's illegal, and it's against federal policies for federal officials to do that.
So anyway you slice it, he didn't do it right.
So he either did something that was against policy and against the law, or there was a magical flying unicorn Pegasus being ridden by a leprechaun that came down and showed him where the server was.
So Ross Ulbricht was convicted by a jury in early 2015, has now filed his appeal in that case. And we covered it in quite a bit of detail as the case was going on. In fact, some of our co-hosts actually went up to the trial itself to protest outside of it and to engage in jury nullification outreach to the jury, which there's all kinds of stuff that we could talk about the trial. But Hit and Run blog over at Reason.com has an, I would say, pretty detailed analysis of the appeal that has actually been filed late last week. Brian Doherty writes, Ross Ulbricht convicted and sentenced to life in prison last year for running the darknet sales website Silk Road. Had his legal team file an appeal yesterday. I guess we didn't mention Darknet. It's an anonymous system. It's, in this case, the Tor browser, which stands for the Onion Router, which helps anonymize transmissions and server locations and IP addresses and things like that. Ultimately, they were able to find him somehow, and they arrested him in San Francisco back in October.
And before you continue, one of the things that Ross Ulbricht challenged, or Ross's attorneys challenged, was the Fourth Amendment violations in determining where the location of this server was. And the judge basically told the defense, okay, for the Fourth Amendment to apply, he has to admit that he's guilty.
Yeah,
because he either has to say that it's his property, and then the Fourth Amendment would apply, or the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply.
Because it wasn't his property.
We just get to say that it was his because that's what we're doing.
He, again, was running a darknet website called Silk Road, which was an underground site that allowed you to purchase whatever it is that you wanted to, basically, from drugs to fake identification.
You could not purchase anything that was intended to harm another person.
So no weapons were allowed, no child pornography was allowed, no poison was allowed. But otherwise, besides those three categories, it's pretty much an open marketplace. Anyway, the defense's main points of contention in this appeal, specifically expressed in the suit, are below, and we'll share those with you. Interpolated will be excerpts and summations from folks over at Reason.com. So here is an excerpt from the appeal, claiming that the court abused its discretion and denied Ross Ulbricht his Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights to due process, the right to present a defense and a fair trial by A, precluding the defense from using at trial the evidence relating to DEA Special Agent Carl Force's corruption. Now, it was not just DEA agent Carl Force, also a Secret Service agent has been found guilty, pled guilty to corruption charges. He and this DEA agent were basically extorting money from Ross Ulbricht, stealing money from the wallets, the Bitcoin wallets that have been confiscated by the federal government. I mean, there was all kinds of just insane corruption going on, and I suspect those two gentlemen are the tip of the corruption iceberg rather
yes.
than the extent of it. But nonetheless, they knew during the trial, the defense, the prosecution, the judge, they all knew that one of the defense witnesses was basically completely
one of the prosecution's witnesses. At least
right.
one.
That this Karl Marx Force was a corrupt cop and was going to be indicted for corruption. However, the judge refused to allow that information to be presented to the jury in any shape or form.
Because
which of course,
that will interfere with the investigation that we have going on against this guy.
Well, the investigation...
We can't put our investigation at risk
right.
by allowing the defendant to have rights.
Well, apparently they couldn't put the trial on hold either. I mean, if they were going to make that argument is that, well, we're still investigating and so this would, you know, put the investigation at risk, then the right thing to do would have been to have put the trial on hold the very least, but they didn't do that.
But speedy trial, do you want a speedy trial?
At this point, it had already been.
Or do you want rights?
At this point, it had been more than a year and a half since he was arrested. So the argument that that's a speedy trial is pretty ridiculous. But the government would argue that. I mean, they would say,
right.
fast as we can have it.
If we delay it, then it's going to be another year.
So part B. They say here that the court refused to order the government to provide additional discovery and Brady material regarding corruption, and C, denying Ulbricht's motion for a new trial based on additional post-trial disclosures regarding Force and other corrupt law enforcement agent involved in the Silk Road investigation. So after the fact, after the case had been decided and after it was guilty on all counts, Ross filed a motion to reconsider, which is different from an appeal. That's where the defense is saying, look, judge, you messed this one up. Take a look at this again. You should probably call for a retrial in this case. Because
I didn't mess anything up. I'm
right.
the judge.
Yeah, that's what she ruled. And so that's why this is now part of the appeal in this case. The Reason article goes into Karl Marx Force, who is this corrupt DEA agent who did a lot of the communicating with Dread Pirate Roberts. That was the pseudonym that Ross Ulbricht and purportedly others were using to run this particular website.
Right. There was at least one other person that used the moniker Dread Pirate Roberts sometime.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, and based on the testimony of several or... Rather, what would have been testimony of people, but the judge did not allow them to be witnesses. There was at least one other person that was Dread Pirate Roberts after the Silk Road was created and before Ross Ulbricht got arrested.
So the Karl Marx Force, this cop, this DEA agent, was also responsible for entrapping Ross Ulbricht into an alleged murder for hire. Force also leaked information about the ongoing investigation into...
I just want to correct one thing. He entrapped Dread Pirate Roberts into a
True.
Murder for hire.
We don't know
if
that was
Not necessarily Ulbricht. Ross. Ross has never been charged with that crime.
Yeah, that's true. The toll-free number is 855-453. In addition, Force leaked information about the investigation to Dread Pirate Roberts in exchange for Bitcoin payoffs. So he was extorting money from the site, from the operators. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year, so the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed agents can do it for you for free. Call Health Markets now for free help.
800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. Again, that's 800-978-4818. Health Market Insurance Agency, the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability vary by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking Ross Ulbricht. He's the guy who's in jail, in prison, for the rest of his life, unless some sort of miracle happens and he can somehow get this case turned over on appeal, which, of course, would likely just result in it being retried. I'm no legal expert, but that would be my understanding of it.
It, I believe, depends on the exact wording used in overturning on appeal.
Okay.
So there are times when things get overturned on appeal, and it doesn't get remanded to the lower court. The higher court says, you should not have been convicted.
This is over. We're just not this here.
So you would not get retried on that. But if it's a thing, basically if the motion to reconsider would have been granted, then yes, he would have likely had another trial. So if the appeals court, you know, they could wind up saying there was impropriety here, remand, go back to the lower court, you have to, you know, rehear.
Seems like that would be the most if it was going to go in the favor of Ross Ulbricht, that would be the most likely outcome. But I'm glad to know that they could just stop it right there at the appeals court.
Right. Any higher court can say you should not have been convicted. The evidence points to not guilty.
Although I don't know if they're going to be appealing based on the evidence in the case. We haven't gotten through this really detailed analysis here from Reason.com, Reason Magazine, in this case, the Hit and Run blogs, Brian Doherty, on the reasons why they are appealing this case. And
one more thing on the appeal, depending on, no matter which way it goes, that appeal could always wind up being appealed as well.
By the state.
And sure. Going all the way up to possibly the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yep, it certainly could. In this case, the attorney for Ross Ulbricht is a man named Joshua Dreitel. And Dreitel, in the appeal, continues to argue that Ulbricht being the admitted launcher of Silk Road does not mean he was necessarily the Dread Pirate Roberts who continued to run the site. He posits the purely digital nature of most of the evidence linking DPR to Ross Ulbricht could have been falsified, and that agents deeply involved in the case are known to have been in the game essentially for the chance to steal Bitcoin, or to extort Bitcoin, as we learned about Karl Marx Force, and further, as we learned that there's, according to Ross Ulbricht's mentor, who is now also in the hands of the federal government, his name is Variety Jones, that's his handle online. Variety Jones?
What of?
Yeah, Variety Jones claimed that he was being extorted by some federal agent who was not Karl Marx Force. So there may very well be yet another dirty, dastardly federal agent who is working behind the scenes to enrich himself at the expense of these online darknet market place operators. So, going on here, this leads the appeal to state that all evidence against Ulbricht was, quote, permeated by corruption of two law enforcement agents participating in the investigation. The restrictions on cross-examination and preclusion of expert witnesses offered to overcome those restrictions, and that all of those eviscerated Ulbricht's defense and denied him a fair trial, meaning that if it turns out that two of the prosecution's witnesses have now been convicted on multiple felony counts, as they have been,
yes,
of corruption, specifically in this case. I mean, it would be bad enough if they were just convicted of corruption in some other unrelated case.
Right. But they were sort of like the O.J. Simpson trial where one of the police officers, Mark Furman, I think it was, there was all kinds of stuff of, well, we know that he phonied up evidence on these other cases.
Yeah.
So chances are he probably did that on this one too.
You can't rule that out at the very least. Whether it's chances are or not, you certainly can't rule it out. And
but this is completely different. This is, here's two agents that we know were involved in corruption in this case.
One of whom it was one of the lead investigators in the case as well. So the idea would be that, well, if they're definitely guilty of corruption, and they are because they pled guilty to it, then that should invalidate all of the evidence that they collected. If there's any question, right, like reasonable doubt, if there's any chance of a doubt here that's reasonable, and I would say that's pretty reasonable,
yes,
then you're going to have to acquit this person. So going on here with Reason.com, Dreitel tried to, during the trial, to get it delayed until the Agent Force's case had been adjudicated. The defense only learned of the case's existence about a month before Ulbricht's trial began, but the request to delay the trial was denied. The existence of a second corrupt agent on the case, Treasury Agent Sean Bridges.
I'm not sure why they say Treasury Agent. He was
Secret Service.
Secret Service.
Yeah. Is that a division of the Treasury or something? I don't know.
It might be.
Sean Bridges was not, because I know the Secret Service investigates counterfeiting. That's one of the things that they do, so it could be. Anyway, it wasn't revealed until the trial was over, that particular case. Despite the government's insistence that the investigation had to be kept secret, both of the accused were already well aware that they were under investigation. The filing contains much detail about their behavior that would make one wonder about the veracity of any information or any investigatory information that they were responsible for. The appeal offers the suggestion that whoever was Dread Pirate Roberts at the height of the investigation may have been tipped off by force enough to attempt to falsely implicate Ulbricht. Because if you remember, the claim that the defense made in this case that was never presented in any significant manner to the jury, but the claim the defense made sort of during the opening the opening statements was that Ross was indeed the creator of the website. They started their case by admitting that Ross Ulbricht was Dread Pirate Roberts in the beginning. But the story, the sort of narrative in this opening statement, was that, well, he was Dread Pirate Roberts, but then he gave up the role to someone else.
Yes.
And that someone else did all these alleged things, like
and
the murders
then
for hire.
And brought Ross back in and, at the very end.
Right, and that somehow this someone else got wind that he was being investigated, which is why he reached back out to Ross and somehow reeled him in. Ross never took the stand, so we never got to hear that part of the story. They never were able to call the witnesses that they wanted to call in this case. So the defense was basically neutered by this judge from presenting the case that they wanted to present.
Right.
So the claim was going to be that this Mark Force, this corrupt DEA agent, was the one who was selling information. This is highly illegal for a federal agent or any local cop. If a local cop knows that the local drug dealer is being investigated by the drug task force and the local cop goes and tells that drug dealer, no, I think that the cop should be able to do that because I think the war on drugs is ridiculous.
Yes.
But all that said, that's illegal behavior from that cop. And if that cop had handled any evidence, it should have been thrown out because he's obviously not trustworthy and is willing to break the rules in the chain of evidence and things like that.
Right. And something that you'll get into in this report from Reason, there was even one of the prosecution witnesses that testified, well, we thought that it was Mark Karpeles or Karpeles, the guy running Mt. Gox.
That's right.
We thought it was him.
Who, by the way, has been brought up on charges for running this other website, Mt. Gox, which was not an underground market. It was just apparently above board place to buy Bitcoin, but there was some corruption behind the scenes there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we never really got to follow that thread all the way through.
He testified. And then 2 days later, the judge tells the jury, yet disregard everything that you heard in cross-examination of this other guy.
So our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-453. We'll talk more about the Ross Ulbricht appeal that has been filed. Is it going to be enough to save him? I don't know. But if you want to contribute to their attempt, you can go to freeross.org. They have ways for you to do that there with Bitcoin and other stuff like PayPal. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here at the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to continue digging in here to the Ross Ulbricht appeal. He's the guy who's in prison for the rest of his life for the dastardly crime of programming a website. In this case, a website that allowed people to buy and sell drugs, fake identification, and other interesting stuff that you can't find at Walmart or Amazon. So we'll get back into that story here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also want to invite you to freedomsphoenix.com. That is where they're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day at freedomsphoenix.com. You're provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. So go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls about what you want. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Dread Pirate Roberts was the pseudonym used by Ross Ulbricht. He says in the beginning of the Silk Road operation, the underground darknet marketplace, where it ended up being taken down in October of 2013 by the federal government. He ended up being convicted in early 2015 at a jury trial, but there were all kinds of problems with the jury trial, and many of those are being brought up in this appeal that we are going to tell you a little bit more about. Now, according to Reason.com, the appeal offers the suggestion that whoever was Dread Pirate Roberts at the height of the investigation may have been tipped off by a corrupt undercover DEA agent, Karl Mark Force, tipped off to attempt to falsely implicate Ulbricht. So the idea was this other Dread Pirate Roberts, who had taken the website over And if you remember a long time ago when we were reading about the we were telling you about the Silk Road, we read an interview with Dread Pirate Roberts that was conducted by Wired Magazine's Andy Greenberg.
And didn't that DPR discuss how he took over the site from someone
That's
else?
That's correct. That Dread Pirate Roberts originally claimed to not have been the original Dread Pirate Roberts. So that was the first time that anyone had ever really talked to publicly, you know, in sort of an interview format, Dread Pirate Roberts. And even back then, there was a claim that there was more than one. So again, that information never really got discussed during the trial, just beyond the opening statement. The appeal
circumstantial evidence.
The appeal continues to propose the alternate. Well, I wouldn't say it's circumstantial evidence. I realize that's what you're saying the prosecution would say.
That's what either the prosecution or the judge.
Yeah.
Circumstantial to say that someone else was something, something.
In this case, these circumstances are reasonable doubt. Like, if this circumstance is true, then that should be reasonable doubt that Ross Ulbricht did or said the things that they're saying that he said he did. The appeal continues to propose the alternate theory that Bitcoin exchange operator Mark Karpeles might have been the Dread Pirate Roberts operating the site during the period of the investigation. And Karpeles is currently facing criminal charges in Japan related to embezzlement from his collapsed Bitcoin exchange, Mt. Gox. Dreitel, now that's Ross Ulbricht's attorney, Joshua Dreitel, argued the unfairness of being denied cross-examination on some government computer forensics experts and then also denied introducing some of his own witnesses on those issues. The appeal notes that they need not prove the excluded evidence regarding force would have changed the verdict, merely that it had a reasonable probability of doing so. Further, the next point made in the appeal is that, quote, the court abused its discretion by curtailing cross-examination and the defense theory at trial. The court eventually refused to allow questioning of one witness, a Homeland Security agent from Chicago, Jared Deryegahan, over his belief for a time that Karpeles might be Dread Pirate Roberts. This, Dreitel insists, goes precisely to the defense of raising reasonable doubt that Ulbricht was Dread Pirate Roberts during the time of the investigation. So it very well could be that all of the things they're alleging Dread Pirate Roberts did wasn't Ross Ulbricht, and the defense was not allowed to present that theory. Let's go to Chris. There's more. We'll share that with you, but you can bring up anything you want. Chris in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl on the Live Sunday Show. Hello, Chris.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey. You're on the air.
Wow. I'm really off topic right now. I mean, Bitcoin, I own some of it. And I'm sure you two do, but...
That's okay to be off topic. This is Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk about what you want. So please, no apologies necessary. Just go ahead.
Sure. I mean, this isn't the first time I've called in, Ian. I mean, all right. I just wanted to tell you that the Earth is flat. And I totally believe this. I totally believe it. I'm not joking.
Uh-huh.
I'm not
Why do you
joking.
Believe that?
Daryl there, I've never called in with you, Ian. Being there.
So this guy's called before about this?
Yes.
Well, why do you believe that?
All right. No matter how high you go, the horizon is still at eye level. Can you explain it to me, gentlemen?
I'm sure the astronauts would disagree with you.
And Daryl tried to tell me, it's something old about it's on the level of people paint paintings and it's the eyes following you. That has no relativity to the subject. I mean,
it's completely relative because there's a perspective thing, and I forget the term of it, but it's the same thing that if you look at a painting where the eyes are done properly, they appear to follow you across the room. That's not because
that
the
not
eyes of the painting
argument.
Are moving.
That's not a valid argument.
Okay,
that's
well,
not a valid
you still
argument.
Didn't respond to what I said to you, which was that I'm sure the astronauts would disagree with you.
The astronauts are deceived and their family... Have you ever seen the movie Capricorn 1 with O.J. Simpson in it?
No, and I don't see why that has, to do with anything.
It's a whole movie.
Are you
about
saying,
how
sir, that the astronauts, when you say they're deceived, what do you mean by that? Are you saying they haven't actually flown in space?
No, they have. There might not even be such a thing as space.
Okay, well then I think we can just go ahead and let you go. Good night. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So let's see, where would we have gone from there? Oh, there's no such thing as space. It's all the Matrix. You're all in the Matrix, and everything's an illusion. Now, you can't prove that's false. You cannot prove that that is true or false.
Correct.
So if that's where he was going, there you go. End of argument. You're in the Matrix, and the world isn't flat. It's all just a computer program. How about that?
No, he's not saying that the world's a computer program. He's saying the world's flat,
yeah,
and there is no space. Like, you can't go into space.
It's ridiculous.
Because there's some kind of bubble over the flat Earth or something.
So the satellite signal that LRN.FM is on is not
those satellites don't exist.
The signal's coming from underground or something? Like, how is it that I can point a dish at the sky and
I don't know, but the satellites don't exist because there's some kind of bubble. But I'm curious how we know if the Earth is flat. What's on the other side of the flat Earth?
I'm sorry. I got rid of
him. We're on, you know, the obverse instead of the reverse.
You have a darn good question, Daryl, and I am now sorry that I got rid of the flat Earth coup.
Oh, there's more flat earthers that listen to this
show.
Are
there really? There's more than one flat Earth person out there?
There was one night we had three flat earthers call into the show.
Oh, my God. Where do they get it from? I mean, is it something that
when you get a chance, go onto YouTube,
yeah,
and just type in Flat Earth Society, and there's a bunch of videos. Jeff Berwick interviewed one of these kooks on his podcast.
That sounds like it'd be entertaining.
You can go down a rabbit hole, and 7 hours later, you're watching videos still explaining Flat Earth and that none of it is real, and like, all of it was the every space mission that's ever happened was just filmed in the Vonnegut Comet out in Vegas.
Wow. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. These people are apparently for real, and you can join us here. Toll free. You can also join us via Skype. Skype username LRN.FM. Just bring up whatever old crazy crap. It's Free Talk Live. More about Ross Ulbricht.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. Live Sunday edition here with you. It's Ian
and Daryl.
855-450-3733. And also, we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So don't hesitate to connect with us there. But let's go before we get back into more with Russ Ulbricht. And his appeal has been filed as of about a few days ago. We'll tell you more about that. First, Joe is with us. And Joe is listening in Alabama online. Hello, Joe. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Hey. I had heard where Mark had took an absence trying to get awareness to the fundraiser of the to where they promote the Free Talk Live programming.
Yes, sir. That would be the Free Talk Live AMP program, which listeners can go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it is a way for our listeners to get behind the show and help us promulgate this program to as many different internet connections, satellite listeners, and radio listeners as possible. So it's a big help for us when folks join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. And, yeah, Mark wanted to see more support for the show. He was kind of disenchanted. Maybe having a little bit of a midlife crisis, in my opinion, and definitely needed to take some time off. So he is away. Your thoughts? Go ahead.
Now, I enjoyed Daryl being on the air, but I'm just curious on how the fundraiser is coming to whether or not Mark will be coming back or is he going to stay gone?
There has been about $1,000 a month that had been raised through a big boost in people signing up for the AMP program within about a couple weeks after Mark left the airwaves. It's since slowed down, as one would expect things to do. And I think we are going to see Mark come back here in the next couple weeks, but he'll probably only be coming back maybe on weekends. So that's my current understanding. I can't guarantee he won't change his mind before then, so I don't, you know, I can't make any guarantees until he's actually back.
He's due back in the state on, like, Saturday, so I guess we'll figure it out then.
Yeah, maybe as soon as Saturday, presuming he wants to come in then. So, again, I'm not going to make any promises to anyone. I'm just, you know, this is what I've heard.
Understand.
And, you know, the guy's kind of having a tough time out there, as I understand.
Right.
I mean, he just had his back is hurting.
Right.
He's on vacation with the family right now. And so, you know, I don't know if he's going to change his mind when he gets here or what. But yes, I think that Mark was satisfied enough with the initial outpouring of support to where he is willing to come back, at least on a, you know, part-time basis.
Appreciate the update. Now, on the appeal for the young man on Silk Road.
Yes, sir.
Who is funding the appeal?
Well, I mean, his family, I believe, put their house up for a second mortgage or something like that, I think, early on, and they have been accepting contributions on their website at freeross.org. So it's been funded by, I don't know how many individuals, but quite a few folks, I suspect, have donated to that process.
I'm guessing, Ian, that both you and I have donated to that.
That's correct, yeah.
Are they doing any tour to get awareness for this?
Tour? I don't know if there's any official tour. I know that Lynn Ulbricht, which is Ross's mother, she has been to the Liberty Forum event here in New Hampshire, and she's also expected to go to that this year. She's been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival event here in New Hampshire. I don't know if she's expected at that this year, but I believe she's been at either two Liberty Forums or two Pork Fests, one or the other. She's been to a couple
of
one.
Possibly two of each.
Could be. I don't remember which year she first started. I think she might have come to Pork Fest first and then went to Liberty Forum and Pork Fest. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, she's been promoting this as much as she possibly can. If you go on a tour, obviously your costs of the tour can't exceed the amount of money that you receive in donations. So there's some risk in going on a tour. You really have to have somewhere to go to where you know there's going to be a large audience in which you could then raise enough money to go to the next stop on your tour and raise enough money to actually put towards the defense fund.
Yes.
So I imagine that's kind of a tricky thing to put together. But I'm sure, Joe, if you have any ideas, they'd appreciate it.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for the call. And don't forget to check out freeross.org. That'll be a way for you to help out, even if you can just throw him $5 or $10. If you appreciate what Ross did, if you appreciate the fact that, and thanks for the call, Joe, if you appreciate the fact that Ross Ulbricht created this amazing thing. We haven't talked about, you know, really what the Silk Road did, and I think it does deserve mention in any conversation about underground markets and the Silk Road. There are now dozens of underground markets online, so when the feds thought they were going to somehow stamp out the underground market world by shutting down the Silk Road, they actually created, you know, the opposite of their intended effect.
Right, because that's what happens when governments try to ban things. I remember being told in high school all the reasons that alcohol prohibition was a failure.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, somehow, we're to believe that drug prohibition is not a failure. But it's the same thing. You're prohibiting something, and you wind up getting more of it.
And the same things happen. You not only get more of it, but you get criminal activity that surrounds it, that makes the distribution of it dangerous, even to people who are standing around on the streets who might get shot in a drug dealer dispute of some sort.
And the reason people get shot is because you can't call the police to say, I had a bad experience.
Right.
If you go to, let's just say, Walmart, for example, and you purchase a product and you get home and that's not, you know, like it's something completely different in the box, and you go back to Walmart and Walmart says, we're not giving you a refund because you left the store with this box, and so no. Well, there are ways that you can, you know, try to handle that dispute. One of those things would be, you know, like call the Fair Trade Commission or call a lawyer or call the police and say, you know, like I bought this thing and they're refusing to blah, blah, blah. You can't do that with the drug dealer.
Generally not.
Because you buy a product and you turn out, you know, like, oh, I thought this was, this particular product, it wound up being, you know, 80% pure instead of 100. You can't call the police and say, well, you could.
It has happened.
Yeah. Where people have called the cops to say, I got bad drugs.
Usually that they get arrested.
They're the ones that wind up getting arrested because they're admitting that they're possessing something illegal.
How often getting a bad deal on a consumer level leads to gunfire, I don't think that happens too often. But, you know, from drug dealer to drug dealer.
There are legal means to resolve that dispute.
No, but I mean in the illegal market. At the street level, you're probably not going to see a whole lot of that. But between dealers protecting territory and things like that, a lot of times, if higher level people get ripped off, then there's tens of thousands of dollars on board, and that can result in more likely to have violence. If it's just somebody getting a bad bag of cocaine, you know, on the streets, they're good, they're not going to shoot up
the dealer's
house.
They're not going to go shoot them, but, yeah. You know, it could turn into a physical confrontation if they go confront the person and say, hey, you gave me some BS, I bought...
It could, yeah.
You know,
the dealer denies it, and then,
you know,
sure.
You're questioning my ethics and my reputation. I never sell bad stuff, and then it turns into fisticuffs.
Yeah, it absolutely could. I mean, because that's all you got in the black market. But the Silk Road stops those things from happening by allowing both buyer and seller to be anonymous participants in an
You don't
exchange.
Have to meet the person face to face.
If somebody wants to meet you face to face, look out. They're probably a federal agent.
Right.
You should not be ever meeting someone
from
the Silk
Road. Right, but that's how on the street.
Yeah.
Drug deals generally happen is
that's
you
correct.
Meet somebody face to face,
and that's how you get robbed.
That there are things where, you know, there could be like the blind drop sort of thing, but you really have
very
to
uncommon.
Trust
yeah,
you know, whomever. It's very uncommon, but it.
So,
happens occasionally.
The Silk Road brought a lot of safety to the black marketplace. People are not getting robbed. They're not getting beaten. They're not having those things happen to them because they don't know the dealer. They don't know where the dealer even lives. The product just shows up at the place that they told the dealer to send it to. And so there's that. And then also it reduces harm from the drugs because in the black marketplace, you generally don't know what you're getting. You don't know the quality that you're receiving from a dealer on the streets. But on the black market, on the underground market sites like the Silk Road, the dealers were, even though they were anonymous, were in open competition with one another. So it was important for the dealers to offer good quality products so they would get good ratings, sort of like on eBay. That way more people would buy from them. So the dealers had the incentive to provide what they were advertising. Otherwise, they'd get negative reviews from their customers. And if they get enough negative reviews, they're done for. So there was a real incentive for quality products to be available at a good price. So really, everything the Silk Road did was good. They saved people's lives because of these things. You know, people did not die in robberies gone bad. People did not die from overdosing because they got some bad batch that they, you know, didn't expect to get. Now, some people will say that, well, my son still killed himself with the product he got from the Silk Road. Well, that's because he may have intended to kill himself.
Right.
You don't accidentally overdose on something if you know that the dose is what you ordered. And almost every time on the Silk Road, the dose is what people order because that's what the market provides there because of competition. And there are ways to test batches of product that you get from the Silk Road to verify. There are labs that you can send these drugs to that will check it and say, yes, this is the real deal. You did get what you ordered. So anyway, toll-free number here, 855-453. So the Silk Road was a boon to humanity, and it's tragic that Ross Ulbricht is spending the rest of his life in prison over it. We'll tell you more about his appeal.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.